It's a fairly gloomy Wednesday afternoon in June, and I'm in Shoreditch High Street, sitting outside the Clark's house, which is just next to St. Leonard's Shoreditch, which is a church that I can never get into. It's so frustrating. It's never open. You can see it on Rev, but I don't think the interior is filmed on Rev. And inside is a plaque, a memorial to the actors of the area who lived here at the time of the theatres in the late 16th, early 17th century. And I want to see that plaque, but I haven't been able to see it. The church, of course, is later than that. The church is 18th century, but the Clark's house, which I'm leaning against, I think is a lot earlier than that. And the door that connects the Clark's house to the front of the church is apparently 16th century or 15th century, and would have been used for people going to the old church. And at the back of the church, there is a hut with a notice on it saying that it was first built in the 1500s, although you really wouldn't guess that to look at the hut, which seems to be made out of concrete and tiles. But Shoreditch High Street has a really homely feel at this point, with the Wells & Company Commercial Ironworks building, which is beautiful, opposite the church. And it's a great mix of trendy Shoreditch and non-trendy Shoreditch, with a lot of kebab shops but mixed in with the kind of new media Shoreditch roundabout works. And Shoreditch High Street is the route of Ermine Street, the Roman road that led from the City of London to Lincoln and to York. There isn't much sign of that either now, but it is amazing to think that over 2,000 years ago, people would have walked this way out of the city, setting off for Lincoln and beyond. There are some police hanging around, and they don't look particularly excited, but they seem to be looking out for something, and are looking at me in rather a curious way. So I think I'll get on my way now, but there we are, a little bit of Shoreditch High Street.